And welcome to Put People First Radio. Put People First Radio tells the untold stories of everyday people in Vermont and reports on their struggles to organize for a government that puts people and the planet first. In this episode, we'll hear about universal health care in Vermont. Stay tuned.
Family through my job is $297 every 2 weeks. I don't know who that's affordable for.
No one should have to go through what I'm going through. In order to have healthy communities, we need healthy people and healthy workplaces. Everyone has a right to good dental health.
And I've been paying for a year and a half, $200 a month, just to get his prescription medication. I have to pay for it. There's no other choice. So it's just $200 a month is a lot of money when you live paycheck to paycheck.
Under the current health insurance system, many people are struggling because they do not have access to the health care that they need. The goal of health insurance providers is to maximize profits by charging a lot of money and limiting which services will be covered. With a high cost of health insurance, access to health care is available only to those who can afford it. Insurance also limits the types of treatments and services that the insurer will pay for, regardless of what type of care is actually needed. For everyone to have access to the care they need when they need it, we must move away from a health insurance market and move toward a universal health care system.
There is a difference between health insurance and health care. Health care responds to human needs, and insurance is a business based on selling products to generate the highest profit, regardless of what our communities actually need. This is hard for us to think about because most of us have lived only with an insurance-based model. No matter how many benefits are listed in your plan, the concept of insurance coverage is still based on generating profits and not on meeting health needs. We must shift from coverage to care.
The recent implementation of the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, has led to confusion and misinformation about universal health care. The Affordable Care Act is not universal health care. Universal health care ensures that everyone has access to the health care they need when they need it, regardless of ability to pay, while the Affordable Care Act is part of the market-based coverage system, which focuses on insurance plans that decide what health needs will or will not be covered. As with all market-based insurance, the goal for the insurance companies is to maximize profits. That is why we need a universal health care system that recognizes that health care is a human right. In 2008, the Vermont Workers Center launched the grassroots Healthcare is a Human Right campaign to make Vermont the first state in the country with a universal healthcare system. Throughout the state, people came together, engaged in conversations, and shared personal stories about their struggles with the current health insurance system. As a result of organizing and putting pressure on legislators, in 2011, Vermont enacted Act 48, or Green Mountain Care, which is the country's first universal healthcare system. Through this universal healthcare system, healthcare is recognized as a human right and a public good, ensuring that everyone will have access to the care they need, regardless of ability to pay. As a public good, healthcare is a necessity that must be accessible to all people. Universal healthcare ensures that everyone's health needs are met through the five human rights principles: universality, equity, transparency, accountability, and participation. Under the current system, health insurance coverage does not meet these principles.
We know that when we make decisions based on profits and not on human rights, our communities suffer. For example, in the current system is not universal because many people are left out or can't get all of the care they need, such as dental care or vision care. And it's not equitable because those of us with little money have greater difficulty getting the care that they need. And it's not accountable because we can't hold insurance companies accountable for ensuring that we have access to care. And it's not transparent because we don't know how important decisions are made that affect our health. And it's not participatory because we're not part of making those decisions. So as we move towards our universal healthcare system, we must change all that.
Under the current health insurance system, financial barriers prevent people from getting the care they need when they need it. With universal health care, there will be no out-of-pocket costs for health care services, and funds for these services will be financed through a progressive income tax, ensuring that those with higher income pay proportionately more.
So the principles of universality and equity require that all Vermont residents get the health care services they need without barriers. And these services must be financed in an equitable way with contributions based on ability to pay rather than the use of needed care. Our system must have one primary purpose, which is to ensure that the people of Vermont are as healthy as possible. And to achieve this, we must change the system in two key ways. We must focus on care, not coverage. And we must provide healthcare as a public good, which is financed equitably.
Candace Cupp of Burlington shared her personal struggle with dental care and expressed how everyone has the right to quality dental care.
My name is Candace. I live in Burlington. I have lived in Vermont for most of my life. I have two children and live with and care for my grandmother. I've worked in a lot of retail jobs throughout my life. Most recently, I worked at a local store. I have been there for 8 months, had some dental issues arise. When I went to the dentist, they said I had an abscess. With coverage that I carried, which was Medicaid, the affordable option for me was to pull the tooth. Right after the tooth was extracted, I had to go to work that day with a dental note saying I should be taking off the day. But I ended up working anyway because I was afraid they would let me go if I couldn't come in. The next day, I was still in a lot of pain, so I called them knowing they already had my note to tell me I wouldn't be able to come in that day. That's when they told me, well, in that case, we don't need you anymore. They let me go, they fired me. I was only making minimum wage, and missing any days of work was not really affordable. I am looking for another job, but I know in the end, another retail job, the same thing could happen again. Being on Medicaid, my options have always been getting a filling or have my teeth pulled. When I had the abscess on my tooth, I could have had other options and not had it pulled. But that was the only affordable option for me. When I was younger, I had medical issues that required me to be on certain medications that affected my teeth. Now the kind of work I need to get my teeth in a healthy place would cost thousands of dollars. No one should have to go through what I'm going through. In order to have healthy communities, we need healthy people and healthy workplaces. Everyone has a right to good dental health.
Abby Fisher Curtis of West Rutland spoke about how a universal healthcare system would allow her to take care of her son's health needs without worrying about how much she can afford.
I firmly believe that universal healthcare would be a good idea. I really do, because it would be a lot easier if I didn't have to worry about whether or not I could afford to take my kid to the doctor and get his medication. He takes a prescription medication that's $206 a month that requires doctor's visits every 3 months to follow up on. So out of my pocket, I'm paying a couple hundred dollars a month right now, and he's still uninsured. And I've been paying for a year and a half, $200 a month, just to get his prescription medication. I have to pay for it. There's no other choice. So it's just $200 a month is a lot of money when you live paycheck to paycheck.
There have been many victories in the struggle for our human right to health care, but the struggle is not over. We must take action to ensure that our human right to health care is no longer compromised for the sake of corporate greed. This coming year, the Shumlin Administration and the Green Mountain Care Board will develop the proposal for what will be included in Green Mountain Care. The Green Mountain Care Board consists of 5 people who are appointed by Governor Shumlin and who will decide this year what care will be included in Green Mountain Care. This means that unless we put pressure on them to make sure that all care is included, they might decide to keep the current insurance-based system, which means that certain essential care could be left out, such as dental or vision care. In 2015, the legislature will decide how Green Mountain Care will be paid for. We must also impact this decision to ensure that our healthcare system will be paid for equitably, meaning that those with higher incomes will pay proportionately more. Vermont has led the way for universal healthcare, but there is still much left to do. Our health is on the line, and those who are profiting from the current health insurance system, such as big private insurance companies, are going to fight to keep the system as it is, protecting their profits and self-interests. But together we can lead the way for universal healthcare.
How can we do this? We can't do it by staying silent. We can't do it by holding on tightly to whatever small thing we have for now. We can't do it alone. We can create lasting change by sharing our voices and stories, and we can create lasting change by seeing the commonalities in our individual struggles. Together, we must stand up to those who seek to turn human needs into a mechanism for profits. Together, we can work to create meaningful, lasting change to ensure that all of us can access our fundamental human rights and live in dignity. We must put people first.
For more information about the Healthcare is a Human Right campaign, go to www.workerscenter.org/healthcare. Put People First Radio is a project of the People's Media Project. For more information, go to www.workerscenter.org/media.